Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy V's. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk. I'm your host, Miss V, out of the D, and I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Oh, man, what a beautiful weekend. How are you doing, Miss V?
I'm doing good. I can't believe that we only have 3 more shows after today, and then we're on our summer break.
Nice.
Where has the time gone?
Oh, trust me, I heard you know that.
I'm like, wow, the time is really gone. You know, it's been a lot. I mean, I think COVID is the big thing. I'm going to make a comment, and people can sit here. First of all, let me put this disclaimer out here. I'm just joking. So for any of you who hear this after I just said, I'm just joking, go to hell. So what I'm about to say. Now, it's a damn shame that we finally can leave our house and we still can't fucking leave because it takes us to have 5 goddamn jobs to put gas into our fucking cars. Who the hell leaving their house? So, Rona, let me just put this out there. Rona, bitch, you couldn't make the gas prices go up while we was already locked down? So, bitch, you want to give us freedom and then say, fuck y'all, you can have freedom, but it's going to cost you. Bitch, please.
That ain't no shit.
I'd rather be on fucking lockdown right now than this shit. And I say that only because if we was on fucking lockdown with the damn high prices, I wouldn't be bitching. I'd be like, damn, that shit high as hell. I'm glad I ain't going nowhere. Really, bitch? Bitch, if you're going to do this to us, then put us back in lockdown. That way we ain't got to do
that. That ain't
okay?
No shit. Yep. What did you pay for gas today?
When I looked at the gas today, it was $4.99. They say it is over $5 in some part of of our state.
Now, is that
Costco,
ethanol blend or straight gas?
The majority of our gas is ethanol blend.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
At Costco, I want to say it was $4.69. Yes, I want to say when I went to Costco today, it was $4.69, and the line, I'm telling you, the line for gas is worse than the line for us trying to get fucking wipes and hand sanitizer. This shit is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have literally, and this is me being serious. If you guys shop at one of those grocery stores where they got 4 times the points on gift cards and stuff, I found out that I'm living off my 4 times the points. I'm buying fucking gift cards like they ain't shit. Because a $25 gift card is worth 100 points. I'm going for that dollar off my gas, okay? I'm going for them 1,000 points to get my dollar off. Me and my daughter both, we're like really being sporadic how we're filling up and how we're driving. I drove more today than I probably normally would have driven. I have to drive some tomorrow. I have to drive some on Tuesday. I probably won't leave my fucking house again until next Sunday. Next Sunday I have to be, just so everybody will know, I might be a little inebriated. Probably not because I don't do sun and alcohol very well, but I will be at the Tigers game. I have, not too far from home plate. I'm behind home plate, but they're doing a celebration for Miggy, 3,000 home runs.
Yep.
So we will be at that celebration. I already have tickets, so I'll be there next Sunday. But normally because Tigers games normally end about 4 or 5 o'clock, I don't think it'll interfere with the show. That's why I didn't even bother to cancel. I mean, unless they go into fucking 5 million fucking innings, I don't see it impacting the show, whatever, because the game starts at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I'll be there. But I'm telling you, this shit, I just, Rona and gas, I'd rather be on lockdown, people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
I know there's somebody who was.
Wednesday, I went and put in $35 at $4.58 per gallon. Almost filled me up. Then I had to drive to Norman for my nephew, oldest nephew by blood, graduation. So, yay, he graduated. And today,
that's when you tell people, the fact that I fucking showed up, that was your graduation present. I hope you ain't expecting to give you nothing.
Oh, no. He worked on buying a truck out here from my landlord, and I put down money. I told him, all right, you owe me $140. Take $100 off. That's your graduation present from me. So you only owe me now $40.
Again.
And people might think, well, that's cheap. I was like, no, it ain't. I didn't have the money at the time to help him out. Well, now.
First of all, and it's a high school graduation.
Yes.
It's not like he's graduating from fucking college. And I want people to understand this shit. These fucking extravagant hoochie hold down prom outfits and these extravagant graduations, this is why these kids ain't shit now. They not shit because y'all so busy giving them every goddamn thing. Well, I just want them to have the best. Okay, but can you fucking really afford it? Because I can tell you one goddamn thing. Having a fucking $600 dress and all this shit for fucking prom, I can tell you what my prom dress is right now. And my prom dress was not $600. I still have both my prom dresses. And I can tell you they're in a cedar trunk right now. My daughter's prom dress, which was hers is actually hanging up in the cedar closet because hers actually can be worn for more than one occasion. But come on now. You got these, I just don't understand it, and then you want to know why your kids ain't shit. I'm just going to be honest. I'm so sick of damn kids thinking they entitled to shit and every damn thing else, and these fucking parents saying, well, I want them to have the best. If you want them to have the best, teach them some fucking responsibilities. Teach them that, guess what? You got to start somewhere. You know, you can't walk in the door with no motherfucking skills making fucking $30 an hour. I'm sorry, if you have McDonald's skills, then you need to be understanding you're going to get McDonald's wages. Now, I understand McDonald's wages may not be able what you can live on, but go get you some skills. But don't be sitting here bitching and whining about what you can't do and all this. And nobody's saying go to college. I am a proponent of college, but I'm not telling everybody to go to college. What I'm telling you is go get you a fucking skill. You know, it's plenty of trades out here. People still need plumbers. I can tell you, I still need a fucking plumber. You still need masonry people.
Yep.
There are jobs that don't require college, but do require you to go through some type of skills training. And guess what? Everybody can't sit at home on their ass and get paid. Let's just put that out there. There are a lot of at-home jobs now. I will not say they're not. But I will also say, if you have McDonald's fucking skills, what makes you think you're going to sit at home? And somebody got to work at McDonald's. Somebody has to work at Delta Airlines. Somebody has to work at Wendy's. Somebody has to work in the park picking up the ship. Somebody has to repair the fucking roads. Everybody can't sit at home. What makes you think that at fucking 18, 19, 20 years old that you deserve and should be making let's say, the same amount of money like me and Greg. I will not put what either one of us make out there. But what makes you think that as a 18, 19, or 21-year-old, you should be making the money that established 50-plus-year-old people are making? What makes you really think that? Where on fucking God's green earth do you think that you should walk into a place with no fucking skills other than a high school diploma and make $40 and $50 an hour? I want to know. And I want to know who the fuck delusionalized told you that shit, because if it's your mama and baby, then they wrong. I know as parents you say you could be whatever you want to be, but that's what I also put reality into my children. You can be whatever you want to be, but you got to work for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to start somewhere. Quit saying that you can't make enough money.
Yeah.
Guess what? I can tell you between let's put it out there. There are still rooming houses out there. They're not as many as there used to be. It seems like they've been reserved for college campuses, but there are some cities that still have rooming houses. I've actually been considering, with the way the housing crisis is going, looking at a house to rent out just the rooms, because it seems like that I need to be running a rooming house. I think people are so busy thinking that they have to have a fucking apartment. Guess what? I grew up, I didn't live in a rooming house, but I knew people who did live in rooming houses. There were rules in those rooming houses, okay? And guess what? They really wasn't that bad. It's just that, I mean, if you going to have company, they better not be there more than one night. And you damn sure they're going to be fucking up in there, because everybody hurts your damn business, okay? But I'm just saying, you know, but understand that when you can't afford an apartment, and everybody can't afford an apartment. Yes, it's very inconvenient living with other people. But when you have a rooming house, it's starting somewhere. And depending on the location of that rooming house and how much you're paying, that will allow you to move into something better and look for something better. And I can tell you, at least the rooming houses that I used to see, I cannot speak for now because I don't know anybody who lives in a rooming house. If I just find a bit in a rooming house, it would probably be a piss poor as relative for somebody that I'm not talking to. Just being honest. But there's
no shame
in saying that you can live.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be awesome, but I don't think Oklahoma really has a boarding house or boarding rooms, but we could. I've just never heard of them. And it's, I mean, that would be awesome.
I'm just saying, people. Everybody can't have their first place be a fucking damn magnificent-ass fucking apartment and shit. My daughter's first place was a studio apartment, okay? Now, I know y'all might not hear, seem that, think that's fair, but guess what? A studio apartment is better than nothing at all. A studio apartment is like living in a room of house, damn near, because the bathroom, every goddamn thing there. That's why they call it a studio apartment.
Yeah, it's a studio. You've got a bed and living room furniture all in the same room. It's like one big room, kitchen, dining room, sleeping room, everything, and then bathroom. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But understand, you got to start somewhere.
Oh, hell yes.
My daughter appreciates that she lives in a three-bedroom house now, because her first apartment, well, her first apartment after she left college was a studio apartment. And I can tell you that everybody has to start somewhere. My daughter is happy that she's going to really start making the money that she's going to really start making. I will not put her business out there because it's not my place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But she worked hard to get to the level that she's been ready to be at. Guess what?
Oh.
She did not walk up and say, oh, I got to have this right now. I've got to have that. That's beneath me. I can tell you there are some jobs that are beneath you, and I'm going to tell you how you know a job is beneath you. As a person who was willing to take any job when I was growing up, Every fast food restaurant I ever applied to turned me down. And this is what I was finally told. I'm like, why the hell can I not get a job at a fast food? I mean, almost every damn teenager can get a job at McDonald's, right? I couldn't. Finally asked, why am I not getting a job? You know what I was told by one of the managers? They said, because you're the type of person who will come in and take my job. This is not good. They said this beneath you. You will come in and in less than a year, you will have my job. And At the time, I felt insulted because I'm 16 years old, and I'm like, I don't really want your fucking job. This is just something for me to have some money during school. But they saw more. They saw something that I didn't see in me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you, I've never had a job at a fast food restaurant. The reason being that was beneath me. But guess what? It didn't stop my ass from applying.
Because
I just knew my very first job was working at a woman's shoe store. I came out better. I got the discount. I got to look good when I went to work, you know.
Yep. That's one thing, too, with me. I've never worked at a fast food restaurant. I replied because I knew how good and bad it could be depending on what job you had.
What the whole thing is, I just wanted a job.
Yeah, I mean, I think my daughter finally realized at the start of the pandemic, get out of being a server. Get out of that business, and she did, and is in nursing.
But again, we all have to start somewhere.
Yes. I mean, I did grocery stores and anything I could get.
I'm not knocking the person that works at Cracker Barrel. I'm not knocking the person at McDonald's. I'm not knocking those people.
No.
Who am I to belittle someone for having a job? Here's why I'm going to belittle you. I'm going to belittle your ass for not going to get one because you think you're better than that. That's what I'm going to belittle. If you are between the age of 18 and 25 and you think that you should be making $40, $50 an hour, you better go look in the mirror.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about your ass. And I'm going to talk about you rightfully so. You got to work to get there. There are people with college degrees who are not making that. What makes you think with your fucking little high school diploma or GED or no high school diploma at all deserve more than someone who has put in the time and effort?
Agreed.
I'm just wondering. That is when you will hear me belittle a person. And that is the difference. When I say that I will belittle you, I am belittling you because your parents didn't let you know that you had to start at the bottom. See, apparently everybody think they're going to be rappers. They're going to be video game players. They're going to do anything but actual manual labor.
Yep.
Or a video vixen. Okay, let me tell you something. I don't have the best body out there. My body is not the body I would want to see on a video, but then I also wouldn't want people thinking that of me unless they knew. Give you an example. Meg Thee Stallion, if anybody follows her, and I know I'm talking to probably a group who might not understand, but Meg Thee Stallion just got her bachelor's degree from college. Yeah, she got a badass body, and she could rap her ass off. But guess what? She made sure that she had a fallback. She got a college degree.
Yes.
If for some reason rapping don't work, girlfriend got a degree to fall back on. What are you falling back on? Everybody can't be a rapper, okay? Everybody can't be Cardi B. Everybody can't be... what's that Korean group?
I know the name, but five guys or so, and
yeah.
went to the White House
Everybody
and said, can. Yeah, we need more inclusion. And I agree. This whole world needs more inclusion as a race, as a human.
We need more inclusion, but you know what? What I need is for my politicians. Why do I need a young group from Korea to tell me that I need more inclusion? How about politicians mm-hmm. not be allowed to become millionaires? How can you say that you represent the people when you live in a fucking million-dollar house? When was the last time you knew what fucking food stamps look like? You know, this is not about being Republican or Democrat. So before anybody says, here we go with that. No, this is not about being a political party. I think my politicians should really be the people. I think that once you exceed $300,000 a year, and that's really, and I say $300,000 because now I know people make $300,000 who's struggling. If you make more than $300,000 a year with all your combined income, you can't be my politician because how the fuck can you relate to me? It's hard enough at $300,000 for you to relate to me. But you damn sure, when you're sitting here and you're married to a millionaire or you own a female basketball team or your family owns Purdue Chicken, how the fuck can you relate to me?
Agreed.
You can't relate to me. You can't relate to me if your husband is sitting out there being you're the vice president. Your husband's still making money. Your husband is a high-powered attorney. You can't relate to me. I commend our first lady because she's still teaching at the college. She's still a college professor. One of the few first ladies that continue to work. Why? Because she know, first of all, if y'all ever dig into our current president's history, he don't know how to fucking invest money. He's probably one. He got more money than we got, but he's probably one of the most poor presidents we've had in a long time. Because he's bad at real estate. That's why he's doing it. His children are better than he are. I'm just going to keep it real. His children are better investors than he is. Go check it out. I mean, I'm not, and everybody know where I stand on certain things, but I'm just letting you know, he's probably the closest. There's a Congresswoman, Cori Bush, who I forget what state she's out of. People were talking about her because she was shopping at a secondhand store before she got in Congress. I respect that person who was shopped at the secondhand store. You know why? Because you can relate to me. She said, listen, but from the time I got elected to the time I went in, I still had to pay bills and stuff. I didn't get a paycheck during that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I want my politicians to be able to relate to me. I want my politicians to know what it's like to really struggle. I do not want my politicians all of a sudden, once they get to this damn level of being in Washington, D.C., that they forget where the fuck they came from. Because I can tell you that politicians nowadays can't relate to shit that we do. They can't relate to me having a fucking radio show and a regular job. They can't relate to you and what you're doing. They can't relate to your daughter and her struggles and her and your future son-in-law and his struggles and your nephew and his struggles. They can't relate to us. They don't understand that shit. They don't know what it's like to go to the motherfucking grocery store and be like, okay, do I get this or do I get that? They don't know what it's like to fucking sit in line at the fucking gas station and be like, this shit is hurting me, to have to budget out and say, okay, I'm going to go here, here, and here, make sure I don't drive too much.
Yeah.
You know, their idea of a struggle is fucking flying coach on the goddamn airplane. Okay, bitch, please. You're flying fucking Delta. I fly Delta enough to know their fucking coach ain't like Southwest Airlines, all right? I'm just keeping it real. You ain't flying JetBlue or Spirit.
I've only flown two airlines, Delta and, American.
Okay, but they're not even flying American. American is low budget. I mean, it's higher than Southwest, and but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, big time.
They're not going out there getting no Southwest Airlines ticket. They're not flying Spirit. They're not doing – now, Snoop – hey, I got to commend Snoop Dogg. If Snoop Dogg ran for office, you know why I would vote for him if I could? Because Snoop Dogg flies Spirit. Why the fuck he flies Spirit, I don't know. Because I won't even fly fucking Spirit, but Snoop Dogg flies Spirit. I commend these people who don't have big entourages and still flying fucking Southwest and Spirit and JetBlue and all that shit, okay? I mean – like I said, I don't know why the fuck he flying Spirit. I mean, I would fly Southwest if I were him. But,
Well, he actually could own stock in Spirit.
That could be scary.
My landlord owns
stock. But you know what I'm
saying. Oh, big time.
But, you know, but he doesn't brag about it. It's like normally somebody catches a picture and catch, you know, that's the only reason I know he flies Spirit. It's because somebody called a picture of him on one of the flights.
Yeah.
So let me let Randy in. Hey. Oh, here we go. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm just relaxing. Ready to reveal my reverse weekend, or Monday or Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday. So, we're talking about politicians, right? Or if you want to call them that. if you want to call them politicians.
We were just talking about them.
Yeah. I've been listening to you say something about apologies. Say something about we're gonna do something and help you guys out. And I think you're 100% right. The politicians do not care about us. I mean, even during pandemic, they didn't give a crap about us. They're just worrying about themselves. I mean, they're the one getting paid. I mean. Those of us who suffered during the pandemic, I know what it's like to suffer, believe me. I know what it's like to suffer way before the pandemic. My time of suffering is during the start as a young adult in the early 80s. I suffered, believe me. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I just did what I had to do. I mean, I may not be the richest person in the world, but I just did what I had to do to survive.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, Randy, that our new future is everybody has to survive and cut out stuff just to get back and forth to work.
Right.
I mean, you don't own a vehicle, but what is gas prices there in Baltimore?
Close to $5 a gallon.
And see, that's just unheard of, period.
I think the highest,
I mean,
on average, think about $4.79. Well, you might as well say $5. $4.79 a gallon. That's high.
I mean... it's $4.83 here in Oklahoma. And that's freaking unreal. I mean, California, I think, over $8.
They're pushing $10.
I mean,
one gas station they just showed is pushing $10. They said that the average is like about $7, but they said the whole thing is that I want my politician to feel my pain. And when I say I want them to feel my pain, the reason why politicians, it's not until the 1950s or 60s where politicians really actually, they have removed themselves. When the Kennedys got in office and you had all these different families with money, going into politics and getting elected to these positions. Prior to that, you actually had the regular person that was running. But when the Rockefellers realized, oh, we can control more shit if we're in office, when the Kennedys realized they can control more shit, now you got the fucking Bushes and the Clintons and the McConnells and the Huckabees, you know, it was not always about name recognition. It used to be, what are you going to do for the people? And you used to see, I can say honestly where I live at, I'm glad I live in a smaller community. I can say, I know, when my politician sees me, my politician knows, oh, hell, this bitch is getting ready to say something because she getting ready to argue with me. But part of this, because I live in a small community, and for whatever reason, the people where I live at will not come out. I mean, they send us, I don't think I'm special. I don't think I'm different from anybody else. When they say my politician is coming out to my community to have a town hall, if I'm able to do it, which normally I am, I go and I have that one-on-one. I bitch about what's important to me. I ask for change. Every meeting that I've gone to where my representative has been at, there's been less than 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
In my city, it's a little bit less than 20,000 people. Less than 1% of us showed up. But yet and still, we want to bitch about shit. We want to talk about how we can't get this done, how we get, you know, how the politicians don't listen to us. But then I can tell you that I have had one-on-ones with my federal senator. I have talked to my state rep. I make it a point to try to attend as much as I can. I'm not always able to do that. But when I say that they don't give a shit about us, they don't give a shit because we don't give a shit. And I'm being honest. Okay, you have a fucking rally when you're fundraising, when you're running for office, but when you have these little town halls and people don't show up, how do you know you have to take whatever group that comes there and run with what they say? And for one, I don't think that's – watch, I have faith in what goes on, or at least have my politician's ear when everybody can have it. And I blame that on us as a people. Because when I hear, well, I've got kids, I've got this, I've got that, okay, guess what? Don't complain when they fuck you over. Learn how to write a letter. I'm big on letter writing. I'm very big on letter writing. And guess what? These politicians, I have realized that when you take the time to type out, you might not, I have horrible penmanship, but what I will do is I will sit on my computer and I will type up a letter and print it out and sign it and physically mail it. You know, I get a better response than when I send that shit through email. Through email, I get a blanket response, you know, a generic response. But when I actually write a letter and I say, hey, this is what I feel, this is what's going on, I get real responses. When I sit there one-on-one and say, hey, this is what's going on, this is how I feel about this, I get real responses. I contacted the governor of my state because one day I'm going to retire. Well, here in Michigan, retirees are taxed. Your retirement income is taxed here in the state of Michigan. I don't feel that after I done worked all these fucking years, why should I pay taxes on the money that I put in to get? It's not like when you retire, you get your full fucking pay. You're only getting like 40% of what you made. You know, so like you're not getting a whole hell of a lot of money and you're going to tax that. People who retire still have to pay. Here in the state of Michigan, if your house is bought and paid for and you're retired, you still have to pay property taxes. In Alabama, if your house is bought and paid for and you're retired, you don't pay property taxes. You don't pay them until you know, naturally, dead people don't pay taxes. But when it reverts to one of your heirs, that's when the taxes kick back in. Here in Michigan, I mean, my mother, my father, they have to pay property taxes. I don't think it's fair that once you retire and your house is paid for, you should continue to pay property taxes. I just don't. I don't think that it's fair. I don't think that when you work hard as hell, but until people start making noise, their politicians, and saying this isn't fair, guess what? I made noise. I made noise to the point where I got Republicans. I have both parties answering me right now because you know what I'm arguing about? Something that hits them. because guess what? They got to pay taxes on their retirement also.
Yep.
I don't think it's fair. I don't like how much money they make, but I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair that anybody should have to pay. If once you retire and you're drawing Social Security, I don't think you should have to pay taxes. I just don't.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I haven't thought of it that way. I mean, I haven't thought of it that way.
Here in Oklahoma? Yeah, I mean, here in Oklahoma, even though you retire, you still pay property tax for what you own.
Let me ask this question. Why?
It should not be. It should not.
It
shouldn't be. But it should not be.
But that's what I want people to fuss about. I mean, I'm not going to get into gun control and all that. And the reason why I'm not going to get into it is because I am not anti-gun. I'm not a member of the NRA. I think that they are another political association that has motives that more money-oriented versus true gun rights. I think that people should have the right to bear arms. I do not think that anybody should be carrying a fucking AR-15. Let me tell you something. If you can't, why would you even want a gun that you're not allowed to shoot Bambi with? And this is why I want people to understand. Why the fuck should you be allowed to own something that you cannot even go shoot Bambi with? By law, you cannot take an AR-15 and go hunting. If you can't go kill Bambi with it, why the fuck are you allowed to own it?
I think that is true here. In Oklahoma, you cannot use an AR or an AK.
You cannot shoot Bambi with it. So why the fuck are you selling this to the general? If I can't go kill Bambi with it, why the fuck are you selling it for me to kill people with?
I agree. And that's the thing. This dude was 18 years old. Bought both guns. No, ARs, AKs need to be at least 21. There is, I mean, I'm all for Second Amendment, but there is a compromise on both sides. Weight, I mean, increase the age to 21.
Yeah.
My compromise is if you can't kill Bambi with it, if you're not allowed in your state, which the majority, last my check, all 50 states have it where you cannot go kill Bambi with it. If you cannot go kill Bambi with it, if you have one of those guns, you're not allowed to have a magazine because they should strictly be for show at that point. You know, just like the old hand grenades from the World War II or whatever. You can own a grenade, but it has to be already, it can't be usable.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because there are people who collect hand grenades. They really are. I don't collect them because I just don't want a damn hand grenade near me. But those hand grenades have to be already defused. Okay, if you want an AR-15 or whatever, you cannot, it has to be non-usable because there is no purpose. An AR-15 and an AK are all military-grade weapons set up for war. I'm sorry, last time I checked, we were not at war. And guess what? Guess what? A pump shotgun can blow a motherfucker away also. So what's the point? At least with a pump shotgun, you got to pump it, and you are allowed to kill babies with it. Again, I'm not anti-guns. So for somebody, before anybody say, Ms. V, I'm not anti-guns. Listen to what I'm saying. I stand by if the law says you cannot take that weapon and go and legally go kill Bambi with it, then you should not legally be able to possess it. It should be a non-usable weapon if it's in your possession.
Yes.
It should be strictly for show, just like the damn hand grenades from World War II and stuff like that.
Yep. Well, that's the thing.
If you can kill
Bambi
with it, you should be able to own it. Okay, I'm not anti-handgun. I just don't think that a high-powered magazine like that should be the hands of any civilian because the training that goes behind that as a former military person, you just don't wake up in the morning and they say, hey, guess what, you can shoot an AR. That's not how it goes. You go through classes. If I wanted to shoot a AK or anything properly, the training that goes behind it in the military, they just don't hand you a gun and say, go shoot, okay? Police officers are not just handing it. They have to go through, and they go through research. That average person is not going through that type of training. Again, if you are not allowed to kill Bambi with it, you don't need to own it.
I mean, I agree there. And, I mean, I've got two guns. I've got a shotgun with no choke, so I can actually shoot shells that have slugs, which is more lethal than one that only can do birdshot, target, you know, practice, all that. Then I've also got a handgun, and it's a nice little Italian job. I love it.
But neither one of those are high-powered magazines that you could shoot off 115 rounds.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Would I go shoot Bambi with the handgun? Nah, I wouldn't get good enough aim. But can you shoot Bambi with a handgun? Yes.
No.
You know,
that's
but
like
the whole
handgun,
thing
you ain't going to go hunting.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. You know, people, let's do, you know, I'm so tired. They want to take your guns away. Okay. I think that if people would learn how to use their words better, use that. Now, once you got, quit using these big ass, oh, they want to take your guns away. How about you use what I just said? Because I think everybody just understood what I said. If you're not allowed to kill Bambi with it, why should you own it? That's real simple. I mean, it doesn't take a college degree to say, okay, the state that I live in or across the country, you cannot use an AK to go kill Bambi with. First of all, you would destroy the meat. Hunting is normally not just for sport, but also for food. So you would not go take an AK and go hunting with it because you would destroy the meat. You would have no use for meat if you did that. I'm not a hunter, but I know enough about shooting to understand the damage what a high-powered gun like that can do.
Yep.
If you can't go kill the doggone Bambi with it, you don't need to own it. And if you do own it, it has to be non-usable. Plain and simple. So for all you gun people who say, Miss V, but this, there are no buts. I'll tell you, that's where I'm not going to compromise. I'm not anti-gun. I'm not anti-self-protection. I am anti-things that will tear a person up. Because guess what? As a person who knows how to shoot a gun, if you give me a 12-gauge with buckshot, you're going to die slow motherfucking death if I shoot you in your stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Why do I need something that's going to batter you all over the place when I can have a 12-gauge with buckshot just as easy? A 12-gauge I'm allowed to go hunting with.
And that's the thing. I mean, a 12-gauge, you can hunt with it, mostly bird, fowl. But once you remove that choke, you can actually shoot slugs to where you can deer hunt with them.
Again, my point is proven.
But
so for
that's
all
it.
But for all you idiots that say Ms. V is anti-gun, everybody's anti-gun, I think if the people who are making the laws will actually use some common sense and use some real words versus, we got to have a law for this, we got to have a law for that. And I'm so tired of hearing that guns don't kill, people kill. Well, guess what? You got to have a person with a gun in their hand to fucking kill, to shoot it. I'm so tired. You know, that analogy of this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, people. But, you know, let's not play the fucking damn game of guns don't kill, people kill.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a person with a gun to be able to kill. You're right. Guns don't kill because guns are not living beings. They are not humans. They are not anything that are capable of using themselves. But once you put that gun into the hand of an individual, then it becomes a lethal weapon. A gun by itself really actually isn't anything but a gun.
Yes.
But guess what? You also don't need military grade. If that's the case, so does that mean, and maybe we should start using an analogy, if people can own these high-powered rifles, these ARs and these MKs, then I should be able to own a tank. Because what's the difference between owning a tank and that?
Yeah.
Or a ballistic missile. You know, where do we draw the line? How about you say that if you cannot shoot Bambi with it, which I think is very simple, you should own.
Oh, time. I mean,
I think it cuts out a lot of arguments.
Oh, yeah, big time. Now, if I'm able to buy a bazooka, I don't need that to kill Bambi. I mean, if I use a bazooka to kill a deer, that son of a bitch is going to be about 2-3 counties away from where I live.
Disintegrated.
But I'm just saying. But that's the whole thing. You know, so for you gun rights people, how about you come out and use some regular words? Just use regular words. Use some regular words. Regular words are, would I use this to go hunt for Bambi? The answer is no. Because the majority of the hunters that I know, and I know a lot of hunters, they do not hunt for just sport. They hunt for food.
Mm.
And they're bringing back their venison. They're bringing back their rabbits. They're bringing back their bison. They're bringing back these foods. None of the people that I know that are hunters would ever use an AK-47 to go hunt with. I am not anti-gun. I'm anti-stupidity, and I'm so tired of the idiots. And again, the NRA... The only reason I don't agree with them is because they're so fucking political. They want to make, they're trying to do this. We need to, you know, nobody's saying you don't have the right to bear arms. But even the fucking Second Amendment got limits to it. Ain't nobody
agreed.
Got the right to go out there and kill people like that. Self-protection is totally different from what's currently going on. Drive-by shootings, I'm against. Most drive-by shootings are not done with a Beretta. They're not done with a 12-gauge. They're done with AKs. And I'm sorry, but let's make something very clear. As a person who has PTSD, this is Mental Health Awareness Month. Everybody who goes and heals up people ain't got mental problems. If we continue to say that every time a person does something, they have a mental problem, then that means every single soldier and sailor and Marine and airman has a problem when they go to war. Watch the labels that you put out there.
Yeah.
Because our soldiers go to war. They shoot these guns. Our soldiers do not have mental problems. everyone who makes a choice to go and kill people does not have a mental problem. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a sociologist. But I could tell you one damn thing as a sailor. When you put that label out there, you put it on your soldiers and your sailors. That's a horrible fucking label to have on you.
Mm-hmm.
I got a mental problem because I go and kill people. I'm doing it for my country. That means that every fucking soldier and sailor and airman has a problem. That means that the people who are telling them to go and participate in these wars, they must have some problems also, right?
True.
When are we going to stop labeling people? Now, do I have some mental issues? Yeah. But I'm not going out there killing nobody. And I can say by the grace of God, thank God, that when I was serving during wartime, I did not have to shoot a gun and shoot at anybody. But I know people who did. I know people who witnessed that shit firsthand.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, I do not think those people have mental problems. I don't think my brothers and sisters who have fought for this goddamn country and went overseas because they have killed people have mental problems. I don't think that every single police officer that goes and shoots and kills a person has a mental problem.
Agreed.
I don't think that every single security guard that shoots and kills someone has a mental problem. I don't think a person defending their home from an intruder has a mental problem. I don't think someone who is protecting their life from someone who's trying to hurt them has a mental problem. Watch the fucking labels. We are so busy labeling people. We want to make an excuse. We are now in the excuse realm. Oh, you shot a gun, you must have a mental problem.
And that's bang.
Or better yet, I learned it on the internet. Okay, I had this conversation a few days ago. I know what it's like to go. I think we all know what it's like to watch TV or go on the internet or read a newspaper or anything and go down a rabbit hole. We also know, hey, I might want to go look at some other shit. I can tell you, I have gone down the Fox News rabbit hole. I have gone down the CNN rabbit hole. I've gone to MSNBC rabbit hole. I've gone down all those rabbit holes. And guess what? When I've gotten there, I'd be like, you know what? This shit ain't, you know, I ain't ran with this shit. And guess what? Then I turn to the old movie channel. The shit from the 1920s and 30s and 40s, the black and white. So I can come up out that damn rabbit hole. I can make a choice. No one's holding a gun to my head saying, you're going to watch Fox News every day and you're going to adhere to what Fox News say. Or you're going to watch CNN and you're going to believe everything they say. Or MSNBC or NBC or whatever this other shit is out there. You know what I'm saying? And I've watched all of them. I'd like to know what's going on all aspects because I like so different views. Sometimes I agree with what they say on Fox News. Does that mean that I'm a radical person? Because I agree with sometimes some of the shit they say. I mean, I think that when you are a human, you can't keep putting labels on people. We just can't. I mean, there are some labels like, first of all, that's my, well, I wake up in the morning, every morning I'm a woman. That is a label. I am a woman when I wake up, I'm a woman when I go to bed. You two are guys when y'all wake up, when y'all go to bed.
Oh, yeah.
I am a woman of color when I wake up. Greg, you're a white man. Those labels are labels that I have found the way society, they make you feel bad. And I will tell you guys what happened. I had an incident happen. I think you witnessed part of it on the show one night, Greg. But when I described a young man who was sitting in a car suspiciously committing illegal activity. I got called a racist because I described him as a black male. What was I supposed to do? Yo, dude was about this high, young. I got called a racist because I did his complexion, what he looked like, and what kind of car he drove.
Yeah.
I was told I was a racist. How the fuck was I supposed to describe him? Like Mr. Magoo or something? A cartoon character? I mean, come on now.
Yeah, it's like,
you
oh, hey, I'm not saying his race, but I will say he kind of reminded me of Hong Kong Phooey and Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, come on now. Let's, you know, that's some straight up bullshit.
And that it is.
People, these fucking being offended by labels and my feelings are hurt and grow up here, fucking ball. Okay? Grow up here. Grow up pussy, grow up hair balls, because I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know, if I got this white boy, this tall, this type of hair, if I know the eye color, I'm going to get an eye color, nose might look this way. So if I think that the person has a nose like a Jewish person, am I being wrong? Because most Jewish people have, like, large noses and they're kind of pointed. So am I wrong to say that? Am I wrong to sit there and say blonde hair? Now, if I say blonde hair Becky, then that is wrong, because blonde hair Becky is only the bitch that didn't fuck my man. So, and black women know what blonde hair Becky is. Becky with the good hair. Becky with the blonde hair. We all know that is a stereotype. But guess what? When I sit here and I say, oh, white man, he looked like he's about 6, he had gray hair, mustache, this tall. Was I not supposed to say his race? I mean, I have, like, I'm pretty good with different nationalities. Like I say, if I think they look like, and I live where there's a lot of different nationalities, so even I can tell the olive level on a lot of people's skin because of where I live at. So I'll say, oh, this person look like they may have been of Arab descent, or they look like they may have been Indian. What am I supposed to do? Not use those descriptions no more?
Yeah. I mean, hell, another good one would be, that person that did that, male or female, they had olive skin. Or they had yellow skin. Now, for a person saying that, a lot of people would say that is racist.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't win for losing.
No.
What you're saying, all black people look alike? What you say, all age people look alike? What you say, all people with olive skin look alike? I mean, come on now. Hell, I look at some damn black people and I'm like, damn, we do kind of look alike, don't we? And I've done that. I've been like, I thought that was somebody else.
Yep.
Does that mean I'm racist because I see a black person and I think they look like another black person?
And that's,
I mean, hell, I was in a store the other day, and this woman could have passed for, like, my friend, except I knew it wasn't her because we were actually, we had just gotten the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, seriously, people. But we got 3 more shows. I think we've had a good talk this week. It's getting ready to storm here, so I don't want to lose power. We know what happens here. Have a great week, everybody. Remember, 3 more shows. And be safe.
Have a great week, people. Ciao.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody's super making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.